You know the drill. A £5 million framework drops on Friday afternoon. You need three recent, relevant case studies. You dig into the bid library, pull out the ones you used for that big central government win last year, and realize they are heavily under NDA. You cannot use the client name, you cannot use the specific project metrics, and you definitely cannot name the incumbent you replaced. The standard response is to strip out everything specific, leaving a bland, generic overview that scores poorly. The alternative is rewriting the case study from scratch for every single tender, burning days of bid writer time. Neither works when you are trying to scale your response engine. This episode covers how to build a repository of anonymized case studies that pass strict non-disclosure agreements while retaining the hard metrics and specific challenges that evaluators look for. We will cover the mechanics of redaction, how to structure for reusability, and how to map one core delivery into multiple tailored responses. Anonymizing a case study is not just about finding and replacing the client name with a large central government department. Evaluators are looking for specific evidence of capability, scale, and relevance. If your anonymization removes the context, it removes the score. Under the Public Contracts Regulations 2015 and the Procurement Act 2023, transparency is balanced against commercial confidentiality. Evaluators understand NDAs exist, particularly in secure environments like defense or critical national infrastructure. They will not penalize an anonymized case study simply because the client name is hidden. They will penalize it if the anonymization makes it impossible to verify the scale or complexity of the work. The goal is pseudonymization that retains the structural integrity of the evidence. If you delivered a £2.4 million digital transformation project for the Ministry of Defence, a secure government department is better than a client. A 15,000-user secure government department with legacy infrastructure is better still. Evaluators judge your capability by the scale of the problems you have solved before. When reviewing a project for a case study, map the sensitive data points against the evaluation criteria. Sensitive data falls into three categories: client identity, names, specific locations, unique operational structures, commercial sensitivity, specific pricing, margins, or proprietary commercial models, security constraints, network architecture, specific vulnerabilities patched, or exact locations of secure facilities. You must redact these, but you must retain the shape of the problem. If you cannot say we migrated 4,000 users from legacy Oracle to AWS, you can say we migrated a 4,000-user legacy database to a scalable cloud environment. The metric and the action remain intact. To build reusable tender content, you must decouple the core delivery from the specific tender narrative. Create a master case study document that acts as a data repository rather than a finished narrative. This becomes the single source of truth for that project, from which all future tender responses are drawn. Your master case study should be exhaustive. Capture every metric, every challenge, and every methodology used. The goal is data capture, not narrative polish. Include the raw internal context, the approved anonymized context, a metrics bank with every hard number, methodology modules covering how specific challenges were overcome, and the social value impact. When a tender drops, your bid writers do not write a new case study. They assemble one from the master document, selecting only the metrics and methodology modules relevant to the specific evaluation criteria of that bid. Poor redaction ruins the flow of a response. Evaluators get frustrated reading client X required system Y to be integrated with database Z. It feels evasive and immediately signals that the supplier is hiding something rather than protecting confidentiality. Use descriptive substitution instead of blunt redaction. Instead of "we helped the Department for Work and Pensions reduce claim processing time by 14%, do not use "we helped client or reduce processing time by 14%. Use "we helped a major central government department processing over 2 million transactions monthly reduce claim processing time by 14%. That option respects the NDA while providing the evaluator with the scale and context needed to award top marks. If the specific location identifies the client, abstract the geography while retaining the logistical complexity. A secure maritime facility on the south coast or a multi-site secure facility covering 400 hectares provides the necessary scale without breaching confidentiality. Metrics are the lifeblood of a winning case study. The key is to focus on percentages, ratios, and rounded aggregates. Instead of stating you saved a client exactly £1,432,500, state that you delivered a 15% reduction in operational expenditure. Instead of saying you reduced ticket resolution time from 45 minutes to 12 minutes, say you achieved a 73% improvement in resolution speed. If you must use absolute numbers, round them. Over 10,000 users is safer than 10,432 users. The true value of a well-structured master case study is its flexibility. One comprehensive project delivery can spawn 10 different case studies, each tailored to a specific tender requirement. Consider a project where you delivered a new IT service desk for a large NHS trust. For a technical tender, focus on the ITIL alignment and ticket resolution metrics. For a social value tender, focus on the local apprentices hired and the digital inclusion training provided. For a transition tender, focus on the 30-day mobilization period, the tube transfer, and the zero downtime cutover. For a security tender, focus on the ISO 27001 compliance and the data encryption protocols. Every word in your 500-word limit is scoring points. Here is a worked example from the guide. The raw internal data, Ministry of Justice, secure cloud migration of the legacy offender management system, £3.2 million, 8 months delivered 2 weeks early, 12,000 users migrated, 99.99% uptime maintained, £400,000 annual infrastructure saving. The target tender, a large police force, requires evidence of migrating sensitive legacy data to the cloud with zero operational downtime. 300 words maximum. The anonymized response. A central government justice department required the urgent migration of a legacy, on-premise case management system to a secure cloud environment. The system held 15 years of highly sensitive operational data. The critical constraint was maintaining continuous access for 12,000 active users across multiple national sites. We deployed a phased, parallel-run migration strategy, running the new cloud environment concurrently with the legacy system. We maintained 99.99% uptime throughout the 8-month project lifecycle, delivered 2 weeks ahead of schedule, and generated an immediate £400,000 annual saving in legacy infrastructure costs. That response uses descriptive substitution, retains the hard metrics, and directly addresses the buyer's specific concern. It does not waste words on social value or the software stack, because the buyer did not ask for them. A few common questions. Will buyers mark down an anonymized case study? Not if it is done correctly. Evaluators in the UK public sector are well aware of NDAs. They score based on the relevance of the evidence provided, not the name of the client. How do I prove the case study is real if I cannot name the client? Offer to provide a confidential reference upon contract award. The detail and specificity of your methodology and metrics will also serve as internal proof of authenticity. Fabricated case studies usually lack operational depth and rely on generic buzzwords. What if the buyer specifically asks for a named case study? If the tender documentation explicitly states that case studies must be named and references provided upfront, you must seek explicit written permission from the client. If permission is denied, you must use a different case study or consider whether you can compliantly bid. The takeaway is straightforward. An NDA is not an excuse for a weak case study. Build your master documents, use descriptive substitution, and extract the right modules for the right tender. The full written guide is available on Bidwell with the worked examples and the complete framework for structuring your library. and if you want to automate the process of managing and mapping your bid content at scale, that is exactly what Bidwell is built for. Thanks for listening.